Okay, so hello everyone. My name is Daniel and I'm here with Ella Peacock. And in this interview, we're going actually to share some of Ella's latest takeaways from reading the book Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Donald Miller, in case you don't know, is a very, very talented man. He is the CEO of Story Brand, a company that helps thousands of people every year clarify their message and create a powerful brand. Donald Miller is also a best-selling author. He wrote several books. One of them is actually Building a Story Brand, the one that Ella read, and also one that we just found out that he launched a few weeks ago calling Marketing Made Simple, which I'm really interested in reading, but it will take some time. But basically in this interview, we're going again to share all of our takeaways. To be more accurate, Ella's takeaways from reading the book. I also have a lot of experience with Donald. I must say that he's one of the guys that I personally really, really like. I watch a ton of his stuff. I've been following for a while. I do think that Ella suspects that I have a crush on him, actually. I really appreciate his marketing. I think he's very great at what he does. And by the way, guys, if you watched our previous interview about Ray Edwards, Ray and Donald are actually very close. They had programs together and they work very close to one another. Both talented copywriters, both genius marketers. And yet again, we're going to discuss his book, his best-selling book. And yeah, I think it was a great introduction to who Donald Miller is. And Ella, are you ready to start? Start asking.
Yes, I'm ready.
That's great. So I guess that my first question will be, how do you summarize the book? I mean, did you enjoy it?
I love the book. I hate pitching books against one another because, like most things, they all have their strengths. But I must say it's one of my favourite books that I have read. In summary, I'd say for me, the book was a new way to look at business and look at your message rather than... So I think a lot of people think, when you think of copywriting, think of the headlines and bullet points and all of the more... I think it sounds like something that you've got to really learn, and a complex task and an art, which of course it is, like most things. But the book, in summary, is based around storytelling, not selling. And it's about how you can translate your brand into a story, not phrases, and not feel like you're trying. It's about avoiding being salesy and translating customers into relationships through more than just a surface level product. It just takes that depth a little bit further with branding and business. It is a great book to just explore really what you really are selling.
That's actually very interesting what you say.
Cars or toothpaste.
Yeah, because I think it's very interesting what you say, because I can vouch for myself, and I think I can vouch for a lot of people too, that being sales is the number one thing people just hate. Sales, making the offer, asking for a sale, this is something that I personally found very, very, you know, hard to do. Basically, whenever I was doing a sales call, I sometimes found myself like talking for like 30 minutes without even introducing the sale, introducing the product. It was just because it was so hard. So you're claiming that the book is actually providing some practical tips about how to sell, how to convert without actually being salesy, which I think will be amazing.
Yes.
Even for myself.
Yeah, it's a great asset to just avoid the cliche of feeling like you're selling and you're not giving as such. He's throughout the book, repeatedly Donald Miller says, if you confuse, you'll lose. And he also ends the book and says, customers will listen. Here's to helping the good guys win, because in a good story, they always do. And I think that's what captured the book for me, was how Donald Miller puts focus on the good guys, and it's about great products, and it's not about the marketing is about being able to sell something great, not about being able to deceive people.
Okay. Again, very interesting. You mentioned a quote that I personally really like. Basically, I don't remember the exact words, but basically it was about how the confused mind does not at the end buy. And I think it's very true, actually, because I read an article that says, I'm sure that a lot of people watching this will already know that, but our attention span really, really declines with time. I mean, in the last 10 years, it is said that our attention spans as humans actually lowered by 4 seconds. So until 2010, the average attention span of a human being was around 12 seconds. Now it's basically 8, somewhere around that. By I think it was Microsoft that made this research on this. And this is actually fascinating because Don Miller, I know personally, the story brand company that he has, talks about everything about clarifying your message, about letting people know what it is you do, what it is you solve, how you do it, and, you know, very fast. Because this is the kind of objections that you'll face. This is the kind of thing that your customers will have, impatience, or not spending too much time trying to understand what your website or what your offer is about. So this is exactly what you need to do. It is also said, there was another research that said that this is actually amazing, every additional second that your website takes to load, you actually lose, I don't remember how many clients, I think it was about 7% every single second. And if your website takes more than 3 seconds to load, I think it's already about 40% of the people that will just immediately go out, that will leave before even checking you out. And they were initially interested, but look at how fast their interest is actually declining, actually leaves. I mean, people are so impatient, that's crazy. And there's also something funny about that. It is said that the average attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds. So basically even lower than that. This is very funny. So yes, people are impatient. People want to know what you do very fast. They want to hear about the benefits, how it can help them, how it's relevant for them. And yes, and this is, I really do agree with. And it's great. So who basically would you recommend this book to? I mean, do I need to read it only if I'm interested in copywriting and being a, you know, copywriter career?
I'd recommend it to anyone personally. I think it, similar to the Ray Edwards book, it's accessible as a beginner or as an expert. I think it has value to both levels of knowledge in copywriting. I think it goes beyond some copywriting books, it goes beyond the surface level of how to write the formulas. So I know a lot of people, there's a lot of lead generators out there of, here's the simple way to write headlines, here's a great way to write bullet points, here's a great way to, it's not about giving you a list of formulas, it's about giving you a structure for your overall brand. It's bigger than a section of copy. And I think as well, I've noticed myself doing it already after reading the book, that you noticed how actually story is everywhere. And the formula he creates, which he calls the SP7, which is Story Brand 7, as it has 7 steps, it's everywhere. So he does mention at the beginning of the book that it will ruin movies for you, and it has. It does. I will accept that, because I think for me, I'd recommend it to anyone, and it's about converting, and it even works in conversation. So I think even if you're a motivational speaker, you're absolutely nothing to do with, you're not selling, and you're selling a message, but you're not selling, you're not marketing. But even a motivational speaker would find value, because ultimately it's about creating a way to speak and a way to engage with an audience and keep them listening. It's a way to to not only get people to listen, but to remain focused. As you said, our attention span is shrinking at a scary rate. And the model creates a way for you to maybe keep people listening for longer, and if done well, till the end. I myself have watched a lot of terrible films, but there is one reason why I've got to the end of these films, and this is commonly because it uses the same model that Donald Miller talks about. So for me, the value, it goes beyond copywriters. It can be translated into almost even teachers. It's about engaging people, and most people do that as a career.
I actually have a couple of things to say. Well, first of all, I want to address a burning question. This will not really make you hate movies, okay, guys? You can enjoy movies. Because I don't want people to like, I want to read this book, but if it will ruin movies for me, I can't. I just like movies too much. What Ella is trying to say, and I really do agree on, is that all good movies follow the same kind of structure. There's a hero, there's a problem, there's a guide, there's a solution towards the end. Usually the solution, the problem that wasn't yet answered, is the exact kind of thing, the exact same, that makes people watch, because they're curious to know how the story ended, how the solution was solved, how they did that. So the same structure is being repeated in all the great films, and you'll be able to, you know, understand and detect that once you really do go over and read and learn about the framework that Donald Miller introduces in his book. And so you also said that the book, again, is basically for everyone. And I think that this is also something that you should know. Many of the books that we are going to talk about and have talked about in the past are not just for a very specific and narrowed down audience. We wouldn't have chosen that for that. I know that many people that watch me are either consultants, coaches, advisors, course creators. So these kind of books are basically for you too, and they can really help you with the marketing. I can vouch again for Donald Miller. I saw his portfolio. I've seen the work that he's been doing for companies. I mean, the guy's really a great person and a genius marketer. Is actually, I really do think that he's a legendary marketer that pretty knows his stuff and the things that he talks about. And he basically can help you with the help of this book and with, you know, the things that he creates and shares, to really simplify and make your message more appealing to your audience, because everyone is doing basically the same stuff as Elle said. Everyone is into, you know, lead generations, offer some kind of thing, but don't really address the deep and the more, you know, philosophical questions and the things that Donald really introduces in his book. So it's great. It's for everyone, basically. I really do recommend this book as well. I would not lie, I did not finish reading that. I started reading that, but I've watched a ton of Donald Miller's content, and it surely is one of the next books that I'm going to cover. So another question that I have, and I think will interest a lot of our people here, what is your best takeaway? I mean, so many advices, I'm sure, are being shared in the book. But if you had to pick some of them, what would they be?
This is a hard question. And you know, a book's great when somebody asks, oh, what did you love about it? And you think, oh no, now I've got to pick one. And I think this comes back to the fact that the book looks at so many areas and structure that it's not just about a single part. And that's why I love the book in its most part, is that it's just so much value. But if I had to pick an area of the book or a chapter of the book, I think for me, it would be the area where he looks at people having a problem. And this is because he really, I think it's something that so many brands and businesses miss. I think it's something that people are losing out by not mentioning, which is that there's three levels to problems. And when I say this, what I mean is that when people say you need a new car, they want a new car, they need a new car. That's the internal problem. But there's also that's the external problem even. I'm getting them mixed up already. So that's your external problem. And the internal problem comes, which is actually the frustration. So yes, they want a new car. Yes, they need a new car. But ultimately, they want to be able to travel to work, and they want to be able to use new technologies. Even thinking, translating it, he mentions it with coffee machines, Donald Miller does. So it goes beyond, it really is for every product. So the external problem is that they want nice coffee at home, and the internal problem is that they want to feel sophisticated at home. So there's always a deeper emotional meaning for a product. But then it goes even further, which this is a very hard problem to tap into, which is the philosophical problem. And this is really, it is a challenge to figure out what philosophical problem your brand is solving. And this is because the philosophical problem is the wider problem in humanity. And you might be thinking, how can a coffee machine possibly solve something within humanity? How do I tap into philosophy when I'm selling a coffee machine? And how do I really help someone with a car? But there is an answer. So your philosophical problem, for example, with a car is that you don't just want a car, and you don't just want a great car that's got new technology. You want a car that's not going to hurt the environment. You want to morally be positioning yourself as a great person within society. With a coffee machine, now stay with me, you don't just want nice coffee at home, and you don't just want to feel sophisticated, but you strongly believe that you should be able to access the same services that you can in a coffee shop as you can at home. That you actually, it should not be limited to a coffee shop. That the world, that the we should all have that access. And that sounds bizarre, but truly, you've thought it. You've probably walked into Starbucks and thought, why can we only get this at Starbucks? And you can create a philosophy. There is always a philosophical problem. And I think this was my greatest sort of takeaway from it, was the fact that when I've just done a course with Digital Marketer in their lab, and it was by Pam Foster, and she talks about the way, I'll add this here, the way to find your problem is to say, so what? And that when you're having conversations, and if somebody says, well, I need a new car, so what? So why do you want a new car? And when you keep saying so what, that's when you find your philosophical problem. That's when you find your internal problem. And they're always there, but people aren't sharing them. And it's detrimental, because when you actually solve all of those problems, when you solve the external, internal, and philosophical problem, you solve a customer's whole problem. They don't need to go anywhere else. And that is where you start making a difference.
I think I just have my mind blown, seriously. I think that you chose a really the greatest example and the greatest takeaway that you could possibly take from reading the book. Again, I did not read everything about that, but I see Donald Miller, I watch his content, and he does talk about that a lot. And I think it's truly is important, guys, to understand that there's actually three levels that you need to solve, not just one. Most companies, I mean, they are really handling the external part right away. But when it comes deep into marketing, when you're starting to think really about why do they buy this? Why do they want that? There's also an internal issue, and there's a philosophical one that usually people leave aside. You gave the cars example, and the cars example are just amazing, because I think that I can share another example about Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk is really strong connected to, you know, Tesla, the Tesla cars that people buy, not because, you know, not all people just buy because it's beautiful. I mean, it is a beautiful machine, but people buy because they care about certain things. There is a why. There is a more deep reason why they spend so much money towards buying a Tesla instead of a perfectly fine, good car that costs way less than that. They buy Tesla because, again, they might care about the environment. They buy Tesla because they really do agree with the message that Elon Musk is standing for. I mean, Elon Musk is someone that I also appreciate greatly. I mean, the guy develops his entire energy and focus towards saving the planet. And Elon Musk is a great example for someone who has great messaging and a great product that is expensive, but is still, his marketing is so greatly made that people still buy the car because, again, of the message, because of the why. So again, there's usually someone, I know that Donald introduces it as there's some villain always that introduces some kind of an external problem that causes you an internal pain that also raises the question, the philosophical one, why does it happen? Why do I need to solve it? Or why do I care about that? And these are, again, the three exact levels that if you'll know how to answer, if you'll know how your brand actually solves all those issues in your offer, product, or service, this will be the exact reason why people will buy from you, while you'll convert them like crazy, because you're not just selling some kind of a tool that solves a really, you know, an external kind of issue like make more money. You also talk about the transformation. You're also enabling more people to have a better life, to take care of their family, to take care of their children, to afford their education that you so deeply desire to have for your kids. I mean, there's a why, there's a deeper level than that. And if you avoid that, if you'll ignore that, if you'll not really, you know, spend the time to really understand what your avatar, what your customer is really buying your product for, or why does he need it, you'll just meet a ton of more people because you'll not have a real strong connection to the guy. Yes, you'll provide an answer, but that's it. I mean, there wouldn't be the strong enough of a connection to really make him convert. And this is what really Donald talks about, how to convert people with your message, with a clarified, really focused on narrow message that you can create. So I like the example, I like the share, I think it's terrific. And I think that if you take one thing from this interview, it's exactly that, okay? So thank you, Ella, for that. One more question that I had was, again, you shared about takeaways, but basically, as someone who reads now, who read a book, what was your favorite part?
Now, I think for me, and I have a theory that this was intentional, and I may be wrong, but it was a great book, but I got to the end chapter and I was just absolutely blown. It was like you read a great book and you watch a great movie and you get to the end, you get to right near the end and you think, oh, this has been amazing. And then something else happens and you just don't know, you leave thinking, well, and you just can't quite put into words what has just happened. That's what he did. So he, the best part was his last chapter. He actually writes a chapter called The Marketing Roadmap, which is, it's where he, so he talks about story, he gives great examples and all of these things, like I've just discussed the one chapter. But then in the final chapter, he discusses how it translates to business, because it's great, you can talk about how to create a story, but how does that sit on a web page? How does that sit when you're doing your landing pages? How does that truly translate? Because it's easy to see it in a movie, a book to a movie, but when you're asking to see a movie to a website, it starts to get slightly more tricky. And this, his marketing roadmap, it just translates how you can use each part of this, how you can use the villain, the hero, the plan, the guide, how you can use all of those things in your work. And it brings everything you've learned together, and suddenly you realize how it can change your business. Like, you realize as you're going through and think, wow, yes, this is great. And then you get to the end and think, okay, yeah, this can transform my business completely. This is going to transform my branding. And I, like I said, I do have a theory that this was intentional, because it's almost like he was holding off for those that really stuck around with the book, that they would get the value, that the good guys that really wanted it would get the information to implement it, because it could have been put in the chapters, but it wasn't. So that was my favorite part. It felt intentional.
I think it's a great one, a great tip, guys. If you ever read this book, which I highly encourage you to, do not skip and just read towards the end, because in the end, he really shares some great advices, some great tips on how to use everything that you just read and implement that. So that's great to know. And I really am blown away, actually. I think that I'll just read the book too. But before we go, I think that we're almost finished, but before we go, are there any actionable tips, advices, really quick ones that you can advise our users, the ones who stick until the end, to really do, just as Donald Milish did, save the best for last, anything like that?
I think for me, there is actionable advice everywhere in that book. As I was reading, I was implementing. I have never felt more like a storyteller after reading that book. I have conversations with my parents and I think I need to stop. I'm not telling a story. One of the actionable tips and tricks within this is the examples he gives. So he talks about 5 lead generators, he talks about 5 referral plan ideas. And so for his 5 lead generators, for example, he discusses the power of lead generators, and he discusses how important they are. But then he goes on to discuss examples. So you've got your freebie and all those things, and then with your referral plans, he discusses why, actually, I found this was another great takeaway, to digress, was the importance of a referral plan and turning your customers almost into your sales team. And so he gives a list of 5 referral plans, one of which being 100% money back when you give X amount of referrals, free follow-up photo shoot if you're a photographer, if you give X amount of referrals in a certain time frame, and all these lists of things, which I won't share completely because I think there's so many, I think you should just read the book. They're all actionable straight away. All these lists that you can read and go, right, now I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to create a referral plan. I'm going to create a new lead generator. They're instant, and they don't, if you're, even if you can't get your head around how to tell the story, you can wait and you can figure that out, but you can do the lead generators and you can do all of these things straight away.
That's actually interesting. Guys, I do hope that you know what a lead magnet is. In case you don't, just quick explanation. A lead magnet is actually your why should people subscribe to your list, give you their information. Why should they subscribe? So a lead magnet can be a gift. It can be a cheat sheet. It can be so many things. It can be a free peek inside your, I don't know, premium course. It can be a trial. The reason why, what is the hook that you're using in your marketing to get people to first do a micro commitment to really, you know, communicate with you and to do the first step? This is basically what a lead magnet is, and every kind of business needs that. So he gives actually some tips and inspiration about what kind of lead magnets you can use for your business. And as for referral, which I think is a little bit more advanced, and I do hope that you're using that as well in your marketing. Referral is one of the most powerful kind of way that you can get more clients in your business. Doesn't matter what you do, what field you're in, there's no better way to get more paying clients than someone who've dealt with you, did business with you, recommending you to others. This is the most powerful way that someone can vouch for you. I mean, you can show your ads, you can show your content to a lot of people, but that would not be as powerful as their friends coming and saying, David, you must check this dude out. He did great for my marketing. He doubled my sales and he did that in 7 days. So this is way more powerful because he knows that guy, he trusts his opinion. And whenever he heard about me now, he's automatically feeling way more confident, way more secure with doing business with me. And I could not have duplicated that trust. I could not have did that, you know, transformation so quickly and effective in any other way. I could have shown him ads like all day long and spending hundreds of dollars, but that would not be equal to his simple recommendation on me. Okay, so this is a very powerful technique, and this is why all course creators basically also having this affiliate program in which they encourage their users to, you know, vouch for them, bringing them more paying clients, and for that they also provide you with a certain commission on every sales. Usually for course creator it goes from 30% to 50% from my experience. And this is a very powerful way that can transform your business completely. Affiliate alone, commissions alone, referral programs alone can really boost your sales to, you know, and skyrocket your revenues. So this is actually a very powerful advice, and I thank you for sharing this. And guys, I think that we probably discussed plenty enough. Enough about this book. This is a great book that I think both of us can highly, highly recommend. And if you don't know what Audible service is, there's actually a program inside of Amazon that you can purchase this book for free if you register, that will allow you for 14 days or 30, I'm not sure which, to actually have this book. But actually, when you do take the book, claim the book, it actually stays for you for like forever. So you can basically register for the trial, take the book, claim it, and it will stay for you even if you'll cancel the membership a day later. So I'll try to put a link down below so you can check it out. Again, even if you have already tried a trial and you need to purchase this, I think it's a no-brainer because the amount of value inside weighed way more than the couple dollars that you need to spend on purchasing it. Okay, so that is about that. I think we are both thankful for Donald Miller for his amazing share, and I thank you also, Ella, for staying with me here on this live and sharing all this incredible information. My mind was blown when you introduced this three levels, because I think it was a perfect summarization of the exact thing that your company needs to stand for and solve if you really want to boost your sales and scale. So again, thank you guys. I also highly encourage you to check out our free Facebook group, which will be the first place to ever watch those kind of trainings and videos. I'll put a link down below so you can join in. We're already growing very fast, and I'll love to see you inside. So this is it. This was the interview. Again, check out the book, check out the group. I hope that you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. And again, thank you so much, Ella. I think it was amazing.
No worries. It's great to chat.
Okay. So bye-bye, guys. That's it.